Sitting here with Mason County Commissioner Kevin Schutte, also first day on the job as the new executive director for the Mason County Economic Development Council. How you doing, Kevin?
Great, Jeff. How are you?
Good. It was, I don't want to say it was a shock. It was interesting to see your name announced as the new executive director for the EDC. You've been on the board, right, for these last couple of years, working with the EDC and their different roles. What made you decide to apply for this?
Yeah, great question. It is day one, so excited to be here for sure and hit the ground running. And, you know, a lot of the work that I've been focused on as a county commissioner has dealt with bringing jobs and housing to Mason County. And so this is a natural transition now that I'm not seeking reelection to the county commission. And so I did spend a year on the board in 2022, and had a chance to really work with the great team here, Karin and Tiana, and you know, just really appreciate the role that the EDC plays in the community as a convener, really kind of situated at the intersection of the public and private sector, and so it aligns with the things that I've been doing on the county commission. And then I also have a educational background in community and economic development. I got my master's degree in that field, and so it was a natural fit, and I'm excited that the board has confidence in me to lead the organization in this new phase.
Well, it's great to keep you around here. For whatever reason, when I heard that you weren't running for re-election, I assumed that this might start to be towards the end of the time that we'd see you here in our community. Maybe head back to the East Coast, where I know you've got roots. But your wife, Catherine, is working with the hospital, and so you've really been able to, you know, stay in the community and understand the issues that are happening here. Let's talk about some of these as we look towards economic development. You know, I've been talking with folks for 20 years now about ways to bring more business into the community, and a lot of it always seems to center around the infrastructure conversation. I guess as a county commissioner from that seat, what are some of the ways that you can help advocate better or advocate more for that increased investment on the economic development side now?
Well, I think the two things that I've learned in my role as a county commissioner that will translate well to this is, you know, really kind of preaching a gospel of patience and continuing to look forward. And so we have a lot of infrastructure needs in the community countywide. So water, power, sewer, those things are just sort of the necessary building blocks for any kind of economic development. And so understanding the way that our local governments operate and the way that my fellow electeds think about those types of projects, I think will be really helpful as we, you know, kind of chart our next steps here to try to attract some employers, attract more housing. And I think right now we're at a really good point in the community where there is a lot of synergy between the public sector, members of the EDC, and you know, looking at their work plans and how much they've been able to accomplish over the past several years, even with a pandemic in the middle of that, you know, been really able to deliver really good projects for the community. And so one of the things that I'll be also focused on is how do we make sure that we're doing the things that the private sector needs in order to be able to invest here. And so it's really about, you know, really about bringing both of those parties to the table and saying, you know, these are the things that we need in order to bring a development here, to bring housing or jobs, private sector, and then on the public sector side, okay, how do we align our work plans with those needs so that we target those limited resources in the right place to get the best return on the investment for the community? And so really excited to be able to bring that perspective to this position. And it's an exciting time too, because we're going to go through our 10-year comprehensive plan update. And so we have an opportunity at the EDC to really weigh in on that and inform both the city and the county about what the private sector needs in order to thrive here in Mason County.
The county is so large geographically with so many different aspects to it. And the history of the county is, you know, deeply seated in logging and in shellfish. And how do you take those great traditions that we have and look at what economic development in 2024 looks like with the build out of the fiber now, more of a kind of a recreational economy that we have? How do you make those transitions? How do you bring the partners to the table and explain to them, you know, we're going to keep focused on what made Mason County great, but we need to move forward here. I've heard a lot of conversations about Mason County, Shelton as a bedroom community for Thurston, and you know, where are your thoughts on that too, and how can we just grow the county to be on par with other around the Sound?
Yeah, you know, I think our approach really needs to be one that is both and. So one that both, continues to sustain and embrace our traditional economic roots, and whether that's timber or shellfish or those types of industries. But we also need to have an eye to the future and recognizing that, as automation continues to happen, and even in those economic areas, that doesn't mean it's not a bad thing for our community. So Sierra Pacific, just down the street here, has the most modern mill on the West Coast, yeah. Maybe even further than that. And so we can still do the things that, you know, we've all grown up here doing and that have, you know, really laid the bedrock for the community. It just might look a little bit different, and those investments look a little bit different. And so, it's about being able to provide those workforce training opportunities, for the next generation of timber workers or aquaculture workers and those types of things, so that that we're keeping pace with how the industries evolve and that we're able to meet those demands. I mean, if we have a housing crisis in this country, and we do,
yeah.
We're going to be a part of solving that here in Mason County because of our timber production and because of organizations like Green Diamond and Sierra Pacific and so many others. And so we can always, stay true to our roots, but keep an eye to the future as well. One of the big challenges that we have, you mentioned bedroom community, we're situated between, a couple of bigger urban counties. And so, naturally they're going to have job magnets there that we just won't have here. We have a massive naval presence in Kitsap County. We have the seat of state government, Thurston County. Those aren't going anywhere. There again is an opportunity for us to be, having a both and perspective. So we're going to both provide places for those workers to live and hopefully, be able to shop and invest in the community in that way. But we're also going to have to look for job opportunities that are complementary to those larger job magnets in those other communities. And so, in particular, in the north end of the county, I'm excited about the potential there with some of the expansions happening at Puget Sound Naval Shipyard and what that means for our workforce and what that means for our ability to partner with the federal government on that type of expansion. And I think it's just about being able to recognize, where we've been and keep people focused on where we could be and where we're headed.
One of the larger areas for potential growth is still along our waterways. And as we focus heavily on the aquaculture and the shellfish industry, the fishing industries, things like that, our tribal partners that have made their generations on fishing and things like that. One way to people talk to me about this and the stewardship is the sewer, the septic, and that's a heavy lift and that's very expensive. Mm-hmm. But where does the EDC fit in on kind of a chicken and egg thing?
Sure.
Say, listen, we want you here. We understand that there's investment that's needed, but this is something we got to move forward here.
Yeah, I think the antidote to that is good planning. And really being able to, hear from the EDC's perspective in particular is to be that facilitator of those conversations between, the private sector and the public sector. So that we know that we're targeting investment where we're likely to see development happen and therefore, get a return on that infrastructure investment. And so the way to have stable rates for people who are already on that system is through growth. Sensible, sustainable growth, not all at once, overnight.
Right.
That's not healthy, but really kind of having a sort of a methodical approach to how we grow is really important. And you know, one of the ways there's a natural regulator on that, in that we rely on a lot of support from the state legislature in order to do these projects. And so, you know, as we build coalitions to get projects funded, it might take, you know, 2-3+ sessions in order to get a project fully funded. And, yeah, you know, when you start at the design and feasibility phase all the way through construction. And so, you know, we do have time to work on those things. But, you know, I think it's about being able to deliver a unified set of projects and a unified message to our legislative delegation to say, this is, you know, where the community wants to head. And then really, you know, task them with being able to support that at the state level, so that you know, that they're prepared to advocate for our community when they're in Olympia. And I think those conversations can't just happen, you know, at the end of December through you know, the 105 or the 60-day session. I mean, those are things that have to be happening year-round. And so, I think there's an opportunity for us at the EDC to engage on that a little bit more effectively, and you know, and kind of chart that course with our legislators, so that they could say, hey, we think this is possible or doable, or hey, this might need a little bit more refining, or this project might not be as ready as you had thought. Let's go back to the drawing board on that. And so that really takes a lot of, you know, just really open, you know, communication between project sponsors, and recognizing that, you know, this session, you know, my project might be number one. It might be further down on the list. It's just depending upon, you know, kind of what feedback we're getting from the legislature and those kinds of things. And so, you know, us all just kind of recognizing that, you know, the vision is for Mason County and not for a particular entity, so that we're able to kind of you know, refine what we're asking for and really be proactive in that. It's, you know, we got to check our egos at the door. I have to remind myself of that all the time. You know, and really start at that, you know, that foundational element of how are we going to benefit the entire community with what we're asking for.
So you were on the board for a year. You have had, you know, almost daily conversations as a county commissioner with the EDC, especially during the pandemic and those times there. And now as the executive director, what are you seeing as the way you want to have Mason County shown to the public and saying that we're open for business?
Yeah, I think it starts again with that being a unified front, that we have a shared set of goals, a shared vision, and a way to talk about that from the EDC, that we're able to then, you know, communicate that out to the entire community. And, you know, one of the things that comes up often in economic development is, you know, who's going to be there to close the deal on an employer coming. And, you know, certainly as the EDC and part of my responsibility now as executive director is to, you know, to really make sure that we're putting ourselves in a position to close those deals. You know, but the reality is it's a community-wide lift. And so I think being able to continue to work with the county through the comprehensive plan process and really charting out that 20-year vision for the community, working with the city, working with the public utility districts that we have here in the county, and so on and so forth. You know, it's about having that unified message and being able to, you know, be able to market what we have to offer here, whether it's the, you know, the availability of land and space with our ports, Port of Shelton in particular, with Sanderson Field, you know, being on the kind of the cutting edge with what we're able to offer there. Whether it's being able to point out our you know, world-class recreation opportunities and the access to Olympic National Park and National Forest and Hood Canal and the Puget Sound. You know, I mean, we just have a tremendous amount to offer. That's always been the case. And so how do we kind of put together that entire package that the community can support to attract opportunities here that align with the way we want to see our community grow?
Here with the new executive director for the Mason County Economic Development Council, also current county commissioner in District 2 till the end of this calendar year, right?
Correct, yeah, so through December 31st.
That'll be another reason for you to celebrate. That's right. And stay up until midnight, right?
That's right, yeah.
Kevin, thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.